News, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is in Rome for the funeral of Pope Francis tomorrow. It's a quick trip, as CBS's Aaron Navarro reports from Italy.
President Trump will be here for about 14 hours and 36 minutes, according to when he's scheduled to leave and when he came in around 10:54 p.m. locally.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the Trump administration is trying to undermine the judiciary following the arrest of a Milwaukee judge accused of helping a man avoid immigration authorities. CBS's Scott McFarlane has that.
The FBI went to the local courthouse in Milwaukee, where this judge sits, the circuit court, arrested her at the courthouse, then brought to the federal courthouse, where she was charged with felony obstruction.
Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford joins a coalition of 12 attorneys general in filing a lawsuit to block President Trump's tariffs.
Our lawsuit challenges the president's misuse of emergency powers to impose these tariffs.
He says they are illegal and harmful to the economy. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. A Wisconsin congresswoman wants the feds to help out some public schools in the state. Stuart J. Wattles explains.
Congresswoman Gwen Moore was on the Maggie Dawn show this week, urging the Trump administration to reinstate fired CDC-led experts and approve federal aid for Milwaukee's school-led crisis. Four students have tested positive for poisoning and several schools remain closed for abatement. The CDC denied Milwaukee's request due to staffing cuts, which eliminated the agency's lead prevention team.
Meantime, Wisconsin is making an impression for entrepreneurs starting up new businesses. Lisa Hale has our details.
Three Wisconsin cities make the top 150 most supportive communities for startup businesses. MarketBeat surveyed over 3,000 participants. Access to incubators like Green Bay's Urban Hub and regional supports, in addition to tax breaks and mentorship opportunities, all played into the rankings. Madison ranked highest of the Wisconsin cities at 60, Green Bay comes in at 74th, and Milwaukee makes the list at 102.
And the season for severe storms, including tornadoes, is officially here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot gives us an inside look.
A tornado is a violently rotating column of air extending from the bottom of a thunderstorm down to the ground. They can completely destroy well-made buildings, uproot trees, and hurl things through the air. A tornado can touch down during the day and at night. But they do need three specific things to form. The fuel, which is the heat and humidity, a spark, which lifts the warm air up, usually from a cold front, and the last thing needed is a spin in the sky. For example, if you put a pen between your hands and roll it, one hand moved faster than the other to make that happen. This is what the winds need to be doing at different levels or directions. And all of those must happen for the perfect tornadic environment. And when they align, it happens fast.
I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft.
With the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, is truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and a few storms for Sunday, high mid-60s. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. Currently 49 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Check out my war plans.
Pete Hegseth talking about first big strike against the Houthis in Yemen on Signal, two separate channels. Yes, the one you heard about before with the reporter on it. Oops-a-daisy. And now also his wife, his bro, and his lawyer who magically got hired by the Pentagon. This guy's judgment could not be worse. Do you think Hegseth should probably resign?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch The Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Civic Media.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitler.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. You found us. It's Friday night. We have a great show tonight. We're not really here. It's one of those type of shows. Conrad's on vacation, and I'm in Madison at the moment. But we put together a show anyway that is primarily original. So you still have that. The only difference will be we won't have a question of the night, because we are not here to field your answers. But we hope you'll still be a part of the show by way of listening and checking out the guests and the content we have all set for you tonight. Conrad, how you doing?
You know, I do have a question.
Yeah.
What does traveling by catapult entail? Like, from Marinette all the way here?
It's the fastest way, buddy. I get to avoid traffic, and I land. I stick the landing, you know? I land on my feet. It works out pretty well. You know what a catapult is, right?
Well, I know what a catapult is. Okay. I'm just saying, that's an impressive catapult to shoot you from Marinette all the way to Green Bay.
Actually, I have a connecting catapult in Okano, so I have.
How long is the layover?
It depends how injured I am when I land in Okano and where I land. But, you know, I got to think of some new bumpers.
That one's great, though. I love it.
Do you think I could say, and now here's Pete Schwabba, a guy with a pocket full of bad intentions? Do you think that's too risque? I don't know if people would read into that or not.
I think we've had our share of risque ones already.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. They said we could take some liberties and push the envelope a little bit. So I guess until we get slapped on the wrist, we'll just keep doing that. It is a fun show tonight, folks. We have some great guests for your Friday night entertainment. It is Friday night, and you know what that means. It's a Bar Band Friday. Our friend Terry Barr will be here. She's one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, and she joins us every Friday night with new music and amazing conversation. Terry is so much fun to hang out with. She will be here a little later with some new music that we always look forward to. She is, I'll be honest, all right, I'm not, Wisconsin isn't my home state, but when you think of showbiz or music or whatever, you think of those meccas. Like with music, it's like LA, New York, Seattle, maybe Chicago, Minneapolis. But how great is our state when it comes to music? I mean, just what Terry brings every week. I can't believe there are that many great musicians in Wisconsin.
I'm never disappointed.
No, me either.
Always, she always brings great music and fun conversations.
She does. And I'm more impressed that our state has such great talent, too, because there are people here who have been playing music for years that I never even knew existed. But thanks to Terry and Max Inc., she's cleared that up and shown us the way. So that'll be fun. Lisa Hale is here tonight. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend, and she covers news for WISS and WGBW here on Civic Media. Lisa does an amazing job. She is a news veteran, and it's fun. If you have not checked out New Wisco Weekend yet, we'll give you a little taste of what's coming up this weekend. But Lisa is a really good host, too, and I think she's having a lot of fun with it. So, what do you have a thing on this weekend, or you have a featurette, as they say?
Yes, I do, but I kind of forgot. Is that bad?
No, you forgot about doing it, or you just forgot what you had planned this week? Something sports related, I would assume.
It's something that I did in the past, and okay. Since I'm speaking to you from vacation.
That's true.
So I talked to her last weekend. She has some stuff saved up for me that I've done in the past, and
oh, cool.
She's deciding with the theme.
Oh, I like that a lot. Yeah,
I think not to toot my own horn, but I think it's going to be good.
Some of your best work.
Some of my best work.
I love it. My classic pick of the week is Manhunter. It's a Michael Mann film. It was remade years later called The Red Dragon with Ed Norton. But Manhunter is just a spectacular film. It came out in 1986, and Michael Mann has his classic look. It looks a little bit like Heat in terms of aesthetics. Really cool shots, lots of white, lots of brightness within the darkness. And expertly, very well acted by William Peterson, Joan Allen, Dennis Farina, Brian Cox, a great cast. So that will be my classic movie pick of the week. I'll see what Lisa thinks about that when she joins the show in a little while. But new Wisco Weekend, folks, check it out if you haven't already. Just a great news magazine show that focuses on Northeast Wisconsin, and Lisa does a bang up job. So we'll talk to her in a little while. And then an interview we did with our pal Frank Anderson of Wisconsinology, and Frank was preempted one night. So we thought, hardly anybody heard the interview. Frank deserves more ears. So we are going to, we're going to play that again tonight as well. That's coming up in just a little bit. Frank on the Milwaukee Film Festival, which opens the 24th, last night, I guess. Frank was one of the editors of the film about Gallagher. He does a lot of editing of documentaries for Netflix. He's got a really good good gig there, and he does a lot of other stuff too, musically, cinematically, and he gets quite a bit of editing work in addition to running Wisconsinology. So I'm excited to see Gallagher and Frank's work, but he'll be along shortly as well. So other than that, we've got you know what tomorrow is?
What's tomorrow?
Independent Bookstore Day.
Okay.
So I know you took time off. I know you got the draft on your brain.
Yeah.
But stop by an independent bookstore. It wouldn't kill you to expand your horizons a little bit, right?
I have two books in my shelf.
Two?
Two books.
Are they both sports related?
I got them for Christmas from Greg Bach.
Really?
Yeah.
And you and Greg are that tight?
we do like a producer secret Santa.
Oh, okay.
You got me some good books, and I'm almost done with the first one, but it's the show with Vince Vaughn. Why can't I think of it now?
Bad Monkey.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
I'm reading the books because I watched the TV show and I really liked it. I was like, usually the books are better, so I'm reading the first one.
Okay,
and I kind of did a little sneak peek into two. Because I know what happens.
Oh, you book cheated.
Well, I know what happens, So I just was like, I got to see what's going to happen in season two. And it's going to be electric.
Really?
Oh, it's going to be great.
Now, I know you loved Bad Monkey.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Bad Monkey. But I was thinking about this the other day. As popular as Vince Vaughn is, I think I like three things he's done. those things that I like, I really like. Like, I love Swingers.
Do you like Couples Retreat?
Eh.
No,
love Old School.
I love Couples Retreat.
Old School or Swingers is probably my favorite. Vince Vaughn role. I like both of those a lot, and I liked him in Bad Monkey. But there was one other film I really liked him in, and I can't remember it right now. But yeah, for as big a body of work as he has, and as much of a presence as he is, I don't think he makes great movies.
I just don't agree with that.
You can fight me. That's okay.
I will say this though, Bad Monkey season two. You want to hear how this starts?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, it starts with a scam artist.
Okay.
And it's this girl that gets into car crashes.
Oh wow! As a scam?
As a scam, she gets in a little small fender bender.
Okay.
It's usually into guys. She finds probably people who are in their 50s or early 40s, or and she's shaving something while she's driving. And then
okay. Her legs.
The guy notices, oh, why is there shaving cream? Why do you have a razor? Oh, sorry, I was shaving. I since my car's, broke, can you take me somewhere? And then the guys are like, of course. Oh, yeah, we'll take you. And it leads right to a scam where okay. they get tied up.
I can dig that. But she's shaving, or she's like womanscaping while yes. she's driving.
Yes, she is.
That just seems like a recipe for disaster.
I mean, it is. She's purposely crashing, but
if you have to do that on the way somewhere, you're not allowing yourself enough time in your life. You need to schedule yourself better. Because listen, I've manscaped on the way to a job interview. And not like anybody's going to see it, but I just like to feel fresh. You know, does that make sense?
You could always go get a wax.
I could. No, that sounds good. All right. I'll watch Bad Monkey season 2. You kind of got me into the first season and I dug it.
I'm hoping that it comes out soon.
Yeah. I think so. They seem like they're putting these things out better. I'm watching. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to hold on to that one. But, you know, this weekend is also. Wait a minute. I was talking about bookstores. Well, it's Independent Bookstore Day.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make a point about that before we move on. Barnes & Noble is opening up more stores in an age where nobody reads anymore except you and my mom, apparently. Well, my mom isn't a voracious reader.
I'll tell you this. I do.
You're only reading Bad Monkey books?
This is kind of embarrassing, I guess, but I listen to it while I read it.
Wait, you listen to the book on tape while you read it? Yeah. But they're not the same. Aren't they abridged?
No, it works out.
Is that right?
Yeah, I listen to it and read it, but, you know.
Why do you do that?
Because if I want to listen to it on the go in the car, I can.
Oh, okay. So you don't read the book while you have the recording in your ear. You read it, and then you go to the car, and you pick up where you left off.
No,
you do read it and listen at the same time. Wow, that's kind of multitasking, but kind of not.
I like to hear the voices that they come up with, I guess.
Yeah, okay. Eh, no judgment.
But it puts a better picture in my head.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm just more impressed that people are actually still, or going, apparently, according to my sister, going back to reading. They're sick of their phones. They're sick of having their face on their iPad or computer or whatever, and they're going back to reading. I desperately want to be one of those people. I don't know if I'll ever get there. I've read some classic literature. I was an English major, but I don't know if I'll ever get there.
You know, I have a friend who has a full bookshelf, and I go, be honest, how many books of these have you read?
And what does he say? That one.
There's that one. I think I'm halfway through that one.
We have a couple bookshelves at home, and I'd say I've read probably 90% of them. But I've saved books. I've even saved, like, college books that I had, like textbooks.
I always, did you have rentals? Because I just returned them after.
Well, the ones I bought, I kept. Oh. I probably had rentals too. I don't even know if they did rentals back.
I sold them to, you know, the class.
You sell them back to the,
yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is also Sense of Smell Day. Did we do a question like that last year around that time? It kind of came back to me like the worst smells.
Oh, the worst? Well, why don't we do the best smells? What do you think?
We could do that. I love garlic.
Okay, I was going to put that in worse smells, but...
No, I know, it's a polarizing smell.
Yeah,
there's no question about it, but I love the smell of garlic. Even with people with garlic breath, that doesn't bother me, because I'm happy that they just ate garlic, if that makes sense.
Not entirely.
I'll say my worst smells are public restrooms, obviously.
Yes.
I still have a visceral. I have a sense of when I was in high school playing sports. I still remember the smell of the boys' locker room. Yeah. And that is, if they could weaponize that, that could be a weapon for like wartime.
Yep.
It's awful.
Yep.
Boys smell terrible at that age. All right. Hey, we got a fun show. Frank Anderson is here tonight. It's a bar band Friday night. And Lisa Hale is here to talk about New Wisco Weekend, a show you have to check out. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You pick up little dynamite, well, I'm gonna pick up little gun. Everyone on our house tonight.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources change, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ag Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabba, ladies and gentlemen, our question of the night is, what is your favorite sandwich? It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, so let us know. We've had some great texts, some sandwiches I'd forgotten about, but let us know yours. We break all the big stories here at Nightlight, folks. We got to get to the bottom of this sandwich thing. Very excited to welcome my next guest. He is the founder of Wisconsinology, and he's a very accomplished musician, producer, director. He's done it all when it comes to business, animation. I think he even had his own catering company at some point, folks. That's how prolific this next guest is. Mr. Frank Anderson joins us now. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Fantastic. Couldn't be better.
It's good to hear your voice. You know, we have you on about once a month typically, but I feel like more time went now. I don't know if you were busy or if you forgot about us because you're too much of a big shot. I don't know what the deal is, Frank, but
that's
it's good
the
to
deal
have you.
Right there. I'm just too much of a big shot. I do big shot stuff all the time.
You can't wait for Wisconsinology, the movie and the book, to come out so you could just tell everyone to kiss your ass and take off. And I wouldn't blame you one bit.
Done that.
Yeah. Frank, how are you, buddy? How you been?
Busy, just busy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I see your coming attractions on public television and of a new season of Director's Cut. Is that right?
Well, we don't really do seasons anymore. We do specials now. I still do introduce all the independent lens and POV films, but Director's Cut is kind of pared down a little bit, but we still do a film festival episode and the occasional special is about where we're at right now.
Oh, wonderful. I love it. I do watch it.
You've been on, right? Before I hosted it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was on in the early days. Yes. Yes.
You were on in the heyday when they still gave signing bonuses and per diems, I think.
Oh, it was big time when I was on. It was amazing. I mean, I got a cup of tea. It was wonderful. I could snap my fingers. Tea appears. Just amazing.
Hey, our question tonight, Frank, is what is your favorite sandwich? It is National PB&J Day. So before we get into the nitty-gritty
toasted
here.
Toasted cheese.
Toasted cheese. Nice. Another vote for toasted cheese. That's a grilled cheese, right?
Yeah, grilled cheese.
Okay.
I call it toasted cheese because my grandfather called it toasted cheese. And I figure it's from the early days of toasted cheese sandwiches.
Do you want to know, not to disparage your memory or anything, but you know who else called it toasted cheese sandwiches?
Who?
Norman Bates in Psycho 2.
That is so awesome. That doesn't disparage my memory. That makes my memory double down in awesomeness.
That gives your grandpa all
so
kinds of
Norman
street cred.
Norman Bates, who's based on the great Ed Gein.
Yes.
Called them toasted. I have to watch it again tonight.
Well, it was the second one, Frank, because I saw that one and he's like, it's right as he lifts the shovel and he says, you want some toasted cheese sandwiches? I think he's talking to his grandma or something. It's not,
no,
it's not whimsical like Ed Gein was.
The character is borrowing that term from an older generation.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Your grandfather beat him to it though, I think, or the Hollywood writer to it. So. Hey, I thought of you the other day too, because our question was, what was your favorite fictitious political movie character? And I thought this would be a good one. I almost made it the question tonight because I thought you could have fun with that one, but do you have a favorite, you know, fictitious political movie character?
I do All the King's Men.
Oh, wow.
The movie Ronald Reagan was in. Wrong movie. Broderick Crawford in All the King's Men played Huey Long, It's fictitious. That's my favorite.
Well, the fictitious political movies are the best because it's just whatever the writer says. There's no gridlock.
Whatever they want and whatever they're feeling and whatever they lean to. Yeah.
My favorite was Sorrel Brook as Boss Hogg in The Dukes of Hazzard. I thought he was my favorite on camera politician.
Oh, my. And who was your favorite sheriff?
Boy, that's a good question. I'd have to think of that.
You mean it's not Roscoe?
Roscoe Pico Train. Yes.
Yeah.
And I liked how he said his name. He said, Roscoe Pico Train. Yeah, he was great.
He played by the great James Best, one of the busiest character actors in Hollywood television history, and the first cousin of the Everly Brothers.
Is that true? Wow, no kidding.
That is absolutely true.
Oh, I love that. That's fantastic.
And he plays a musician on the Andy Griffith Show, that traveling musician whose luck is down.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I've probably seen two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, so I'm not the guy. I know. It was a little before my time, but all my friends who are older than me in comedy would always be riffing about the Andy Griffith Show, and I just kind of would nod and smile. I didn't want them to know.
You couldn't get in there and riff with them.
I couldn't do it. I was going Happy Days.
Bad.
I know. I'm ashamed.
Yeah, you are younger. That's right.
I'm a kid, Frank.
And I've got to start. I mean, these things we bring up, most of them are completely forgotten anyway.
You know. So, all right. So I'm excited to have you here. I want to typically before you come on the show, Frank, I go to Wisconsinology. I scroll through your Facebook. You are a great friend/follow on Facebook. I don't know that you want more followers because your page is kind of maybe more personal, but you post such great things on Facebook. And when we do a quick break here, Frank, I want to come back and I'm going to ask you, this is another thing that will bond us together, why you hate lawns.
Oh, I can't wait.
Okay. We'll do that. Frank Anderson is my guest. We're going to talk about our hatred for lawns.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. A Wisconsin congresswoman wants the feds to help out some public schools in the state. Stuart J. Waddles explains.
Congresswoman Gwen Moore was on the Maggie Dawn show this week, urging the Trump administration to reinstate fired CDC-led experts and approve federal aid for Milwaukee's school-led crisis. Four students have tested positive for poisoning and several schools remain closed for abatement. The CDC denied Milwaukee's request due to staffing cuts, which eliminated the agency's lead prevention team.
Meantime, Wisconsin is making an impression for entrepreneurs starting up new businesses. Lisa Hale has our details.
Three Wisconsin cities make the top 150 most supportive communities for startup businesses. MarketBeat surveyed over 3,000 participants. Access to incubators like Green Bay's Urban Hub and regional supports, in addition to tax breaks and mentorship opportunities, all played into the rankings. Madison ranked highest of the Wisconsin cities at 60, Green Bay comes in at 74th, and Milwaukee makes the list at 102.
And the season for severe storms, including tornadoes, is officially here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot gives us an inside look.
A tornado is a violently rotating column of air extending from the bottom of a thunderstorm down to the ground. They can completely destroy well-made buildings, uproot trees, and hurl things through the air. A tornado can touch down during the day and at night. But they do need three specific things to form. The fuel, which is the heat and humidity, a spark, which lifts the warm air up, usually from a cold front, and the last thing needed is a spin in the sky. For example, if you put a pen between your hands and roll it, one hand moved faster than the other to make that happen. This is what the winds need to be doing at different levels or directions. And all of those must happen for the perfect tornadic environment. And when they align, it happens fast.
I'm Terry Barr. You're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore says aging is a gift and very different from being old. The Hollywood Reporter says the Substance actress says she prefers her current age to being 21, saying as good as 21 may sound, it was torture. The Oscar-nominated actress praised Oscar winner Anora's Mikey Madison, saying she gave a phenomenal performance. She also says that she has much more work to do and would love to be back on the Oscar stage. Also from The Hollywood Reporter, and speaking of Substance, Margaret Qualley has a new comedy that she's just learned will hit theaters this summer. Focus Features' Honey Don't also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans and is directed by Ethan Coen. Qualley plays a small-town private investigator who looks into the deaths at a church. Honey Don't will hit theaters August 22nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the low 60s. Some showers and a few storms for Sunday, high mid-60s. Breezy, warm Monday, showers and storms, some severe. Currently 51 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The advantage of being a high school dropout is what you don't have. Like, you don't get it. That is below the dignity of your station, man.
Derek Van Orden wants you to know, as a kid, he was on food stamps. He was raised by a single mom. Me too. Attacking and belittling a witness, using your personal story to somehow justify it, it doesn't make you right. You know what's below the dignity of your station? Being a jerk while someone is raising valid concerns about the jerk move that you're about to make.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Pete Schwab. Great to have you with us. I guess we've been having some radio problems, but we are still on the stream. And whatever version of Nightlight you're listening to tonight, folks, it's great to have your ears. And if you're with us on the stream, our question of the night is, what is your favorite sandwich? It is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. So there you go. Tomorrow night on Nightlight, Greg Schwemm, syndicated columnist, will join us at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then the Bucks did a really cool thing last weekend in Milwaukee at the Pfizer. John Corwin, a guy I know, won this Michelob fan challenge and got to do warmups and be on the court with Brandon Jennings. So we'll have him on the show tomorrow night to talk a little bit about that experience. And we're going to talk about a fan in Atlanta who tore his ACL during one of those halftime games. It's horrible.
Toe challenge.
It's horrible. All right. My guest right now is the wonderful Frank Anderson, one of Wisconsin's very own. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com, a very accomplished musician. He often plays with Butch Vig and Garbage and the Know-It-All Boyfriends, and he's a producer, director of commercials and animation and documentaries. He's just a great guy, and I'm glad he's with us tonight. Frank, why do you hate lawns?
Well, I don't play with Garbage.
No, well, I meant the band.
Although they just finished a wonderful tour of South America, selling out to like 30,000 people a night, so they're still pretty hot.
They're a great band, with or without you. I was misinformed. I invited you on this show because I thought you were part of Garbage, and you joined the show under false pretenses, Frank. Garbage is irrelevant.
Well, let's talk about lawns.
Yeah.
Wait.
What is the deal? Okay, so you posted on Facebook, a friend of yours posted something, and you commented it, and I think you said, another reason I hate lawns. Please describe your hatred for lawns.
They're stupid. They demand your labor. They demand your neighbor's suspicion and gossip. They demand endless expense. And I now know why the most conservative neighbors I have the most perfect lawns. Why? Because a lawn is a monoculture. And what do conservatives want more than anything? They want you to believe what they believe. They want you to think like they think, and they want you to live their life and to keep your lawn 1.5 inches tall. It's awful. And they're butt ugly, like golf courses. I hate golf courses. Another stupid sport. People out there, they compete against the worst enemy they'll ever have, themselves.
Absolutely.
And you're not going to win that one. No one wins that battle.
No one wins it.
There.
That's a
and
good
I didn't
look.
Even bring up that they require so much water and so many chemicals and provide zero benefit to any living creature. So they're arid zones, really. They're
And that's where I agree with you. I'm not a lawn guy. You know, I thought, honestly, before we moved back to Wisconsin, I thought, I'm an apartment and condo guy. That's me. I have no interest in working in the yard. I don't care. I keep the grass cut, and it ends there. I have no, and we only have grass because the house we bought had a lawn. Like, I'm not gonna, but I don't mind when people put like stones down or make it look nice another way. I'm kind of with you on the chemicals and all that. I know it makes us sound like communists, but, you know, I'm with you.
I mean, I can't even begin to name how many people I knew who were back in the 80s happily spraying Roundup all over the damn place. And, well, David's not with us anymore. No, you know?
All right, Frank. So, all right, we've established that we're both the same way on lawn. And I agree. I think it's a weird, it's like, you know, just make yourself look presentable. The lawn is irrelevant.
Well, I just moved, you know, I moved to a smaller house. I moved 2 blocks from my previous house.
Oh.
And what happens in this new house? I went from a postage size, perfect sort of lawn, which is more clover than anything. And now I have a lawn. You know, smaller house, bigger lawn, but I'm destroying that lawn. That lawn is coming down. It's going to be bricked over. There's going to be flowers everywhere. It's going.
Oh, that's funny. I'll help you. You just let me know, and I'm in the car in moments.
There's going to be some heavy ditch digging this summer.
Absolutely. So, all right. So another thing you posted about, you just did a simple RIP regarding Val Kilmer. I think one of...
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, what a... I mean, there's all these stories about him and how he was difficult and whatever. Who cares? You never heard anything too horrible. The guy made phenomenal movies. And if a movie was mediocre, he elevated it. I am a huge Val Kilmer fan. What are your thoughts on his legacy?
I'm a massive Val Kilmer fan.
Yeah.
When I first saw him play Doc Holliday in Tombstone, I said to myself, you know, I could watch this movie over and over. And yeah. Guess what? It hasn't been off the air since it came out in 1994. It's been, you know, AMC played it day after day after day. Then TNT, then every station, then every network. Since you cannot spin the, I'm not going to use these old words, you can't get the remote out and go through the stations without running into Tombstone. It's amazing. And
it really
because
is.
Of his performance.
Absolutely. You're right. The movie's fine. It's a good movie, but he just takes it to another level. Did you see, let's talk about Top Secret, Frank, a movie that Three Wisconsin.
Oh, I remember seeing that, yes.
Yeah, Three Wisconsin comedy geniuses behind that one, too. Jim Abrahams and the Zucker Brothers.
Absolutely. Who came out of a wonderful Kentucky Fried Theater in Madison, Wisconsin, and went out west and became major. Interesting story. So one of them came back to direct lottery commercials in Wisconsin, series of lottery commercials. And they employed their usual Abraham Zucker humor, right? Which is funny. They did a lottery commercial where the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra gets into a snowball fight. Right? And it's funny. And there is mayhem. And yes, there's a little bit of mild violence. What happens right after they air it?
What?
A flood of negative phone calls about it's, you know, he's just throwing a snowball at somebody. And, you know, that's too violent. They have to be so, you know, it goes to show no matter what you do, you'll get blowback of some kind.
Absolutely.
But not the wonderful physical humor that always bothers me.
He was so good too. And I don't know if you saw a movie called Kill the Irishman.
No, I did not.
Oh, very underrated movie. The star of it is a guy. I think his name is like Ray Stevenson, not a huge name, but he's surrounded in this movie by Val Kilmer, Christopher Walken and Vincent D'Onofrio. And it's a great mob movie. I think it's set in Cleveland, but Kilmer always stood out in that movie, and I loved him in Real Genius, which was his second movie ever, I think, after Top Secret.
No, that is a great movie. And have you seen Kiss Kiss Bang Bang?
I have, but not for years. Yeah, he was great in that too.
Yeah.
And what about
his pretty big role in Heat, directed by a UW grad, Michael Mann.
Michael Mann. What about, did you see him in, what's the name? What's the movie I'm thinking about? You said Heat. The Doors. He was Jim Morrison.
Oh, The Doors. He became Jim Morrison.
Yeah. Another one, too. I thought, amazing. Like, the movie was okay, but he was
Island
phenomenal.
Of Dr. Moreau.
Yeah. I saw that years ago.
The movie in which you have to surrender to Marlon Brando's madness?
Yes. Did you?
That movie is so wonderfully weird, and the documentary of the making of is one of the greatest making ofs ever.
I didn't see that, Frank, but I saw that. I shared this story earlier on the show when we first got on the air. I don't know if you heard this. Maybe it's in the documentary. I just found it on the internet. It says, due to Marlon Brando's infamous large appetite and dislike of Val Kilmer on set, he would request and eat large amounts of cabbage an hour before a scene started and would would silently fart on purpose numerous times to leave what was described as a foul stench that would annoy Kilmer. What kind of behavior is that?
Wonderful behavior. We need more of it. That's brilliant. I mean, Brando makes me laugh. He doesn't care anymore. He's seen it all. He's done it all. It's all BS. Showbiz is 100% BS. Why are we in it? I don't know.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, but it's not worth taking really seriously. Brando was done. He was having fun. And his eccentric performance, you have to watch it.
Yeah, I do have to watch it because I kind of remember seeing the movie, but I kind of don't, which tells me I probably didn't see it all the way through. Frank Anderson is my guest. He is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. All things Wisconsin, folks. It's got weird stuff, historical stuff, fun stuff. It's a great site. Check it out. He joins us here over the phone tonight on Nightlight. Hey, I wanted to ask you too, Frank, did you see the Sly and the Family Stone documentary on Hulu?
No, I did not.
Oh, you'll have to see that, and I'd love to discuss that with you. What a visionary he was.
Oh, yeah. Just as a very young man, producing America's immediate answer to the Beatles was the Bo Brummels. Whose two hit songs, Just a Little and Laugh, Laugh, hit the top 20. Sly Stone produced them and gave them that great big bass drum kick that, you know, had not been really heard on the radio at that time.
Right. Yeah, it's just a great, I mean, you'll have to check it out, and next time you're on, we'll discuss it. But I didn't realize at the time how ahead of his time he was. And I forget this because, again, that was before my time, but he had men and women, black and white, like his band just looked so, it was great. He had all these different people in, and it was like ahead of its time. And I didn't realize he was such an influence on Prince and David Byrne.
I remember them as being very the standard. I mean, that was normal for that one year that everyone got away with it, when Hollywood didn't know what the hell was going on and the record companies didn't know what was going on. 1969, I'm talking about, where they were signing everybody with long hair in sight and green lighting any movie that was counterculture. That one great year, everything looked like Sly and the Family Stone.
So cool. All right. Well, we'll do that next time you're here. We'll discuss that. But I want to ask you, we probably have a couple minutes before break. I think we can get this in, but Kiss, you also, this is one of your social media, something that obviously irritated you. Kiss is hiring people. No, they're not hiring people. They're leasing out rodeo or roadie positions to fans and making fans pay to be their roadie. What is going on there, Frank?
What kind of person with no feeling of himself whatsoever would do that? With zero self-respect, you'd gladly pay $15,000 to carry Gene Simmons' crap around? I hate aging bands. I wish they'd all just go away, and I'm one of them.
You're still doing okay.
I'm sick of it. And why are people going to see them, right? Oh, I got to see them before they die. That's the only reason.
Right.
They should all go away with that. I've heard their songs enough.
I'm with you. Frank Anderson is here, folks. We'll have a couple more minutes with Frank when we get back. He's going to tell us about a really cool charity concert they do. We'll have a couple more minutes with Frank, and we'll finish up reading your texts when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Now she's gone and I am free.
And she can... Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
April is Global Volunteer Month. Wisconsin's volunteers are transforming our communities every day through their acts of service. Wondering how you can give back? Find the perfect volunteer opportunities at volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way or Volunteer Center. On volunteerwisconsin.org, you can filter opportunities by location, organization, cause, accessibility, and more to find your best fit. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump launched a cryptocurrency meme coin with his likeness on January 17th, just before Inauguration Day. April 21st, with its value plummeting, the company offered top buyers of the coin a dinner with Trump and a personal tour of the White House. That likely violates the Emoluments Clause. The website for the meme coin loudly promotes a dinner with Trump at his Washington Golf Club for the top 220 owners of the coin, and for the top 25 owners, an exclusive reception and special VIP tour. But as of April 24th, any reference to touring the White House was scrubbed from the site. With the value having fallen from $74 to a low of $7.66 on April 17th, the price jumped after the announcement to $14.54 on April 23rd. But it's not the price of the coin that should worry Americans, but that corporations, special interests, or foreign governments could exploit the offer as an opportunity to channel money to the notoriously transactional Trump in exchange for access and favors. Jordan Leibowitz of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington told Mother Jones magazine, "This is about as unethical as you can get, essentially selling off access to the president," unquote. We have a pre-scrubbing graphic and more on the Emoluments Clause at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. We are in the home stretch here at Nightlight. I am Pete Schwamba. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night. We have a few more minutes with our friend Frank Anderson, who is on the line. A couple texts here. Dave on the stream says, this is answering last night's question, which a fictitious political character. Dave says, Dave, Kevin Kline is the president's doppelganger. He fills in because the president is in a coma. I remember that movie, and I actually thought of that yesterday. And I was surprised, K-Man, that nobody said Dave last night. We had so many great texts and so many different fictitious characters, but nobody said Dave. And then Scott in the 608 says, hi, movie nerding, brotherly love. Great effort to celebrate brother's love, our Packers getting brother to Hall of Fame. But the great, wait a minute. Is he talking about
the hell does that mean?
Is that the Vinacy interview, Conrad? We had Sam Vinacy on last a couple nights ago, Frank. He's trying to get his brother Jack into the NFL Hall of Fame.
I see.
That might be what he's referring to. He says, but the greatest movie of brotherly love, and it has a Wisconsin connection with a Kenosha native, Mark Ruffalo, is the beautiful and wonderful Brothers Bloom. We've talked about that, Frank, haven't we?
Yes, we did. We did. And we talked about the only regret in my life, which was not seeing, even though I was filming in New York City, and Tony Shalhoub, Wisconsin guy, Green Bay guy,
sure,
and Mark Ruffalo were appearing sold out in Death of a Salesman on Broadway.
Nice. Wow.
I was going to go see him in full Green Bay garb and everything.
That's Wisconsin representing right there, even and including yourself, if you would put on the Packer sweatpants.
Oh,
and,
I mean, I literally stood on Broadway and said, who owns you?
I would have paid to see that. hey, before we run out.
Actually, we do. I believe they were playing at the Lunt Bader, which is named after Alfred Lunt, America's greatest stage actor.
With Wisconsin ties, well, correct?
Wisconsin.
Yeah. Everything we talk about here has a Wisconsin tie, let's be honest. We have a couple more minutes. Frank, tell us about Joey's song. I know we're a ways away, but let's start talking about that because I got a
benefit for epilepsy. Joey is a name. Mike Gamal founded Joey's song. His son is Joey. Joey died from this disease. And he, Mike, created this wonderful charity that began with hitmaker Freddie Johnston singing in a bowling alley and passing the hat. And pretty soon Butch Vig got involved and Garbage got involved and Soul Asylum got involved and the Bangles and everybody, all kinds of bands, Portugal the Man. So many.
Wow.
Go to joeysong.org and you get the whole story. It has now expanded into a week-long concert event.
How about
with
that?
Even a comedy stage, which I happily played in the backup band with Wayne White and Joel Hodgson, who are a Joel Hodgson, MS3 TK, right?
Mystery Science Theater, yeah.
Yes, the man who created it, Joel and Wayne. And Wayne did designed the sets for Pee Wee's Playhouse and so much more. And great artist, great American. But as a duo, they're funnier than hell on stage, and we back them up. But I work the whole week. The stages are busy. The Sylvie Center in Madison, Wisconsin is where it is centered around. So within a few blocks of that theater, you can see countless major, major acts. And I hear they have some really big surprises coming up this year.
I cannot wait. Let's do something before. I think last year, it's right after the holidays, and I think that's what messed me up because I missed it. But
it's in early January.
Okay. So, yeah, this year we'll have to get, I'll reach out ahead of time and we'll do something because I remember going to the website and reading about your friend, and it just looks like such a, and it looks like a great time, a phenomenal cause, but also a great time too. So we'll definitely get on that this year.
It's a wonderful time, and it's so celebratory, and everyone there is doing what young musicians, there's a lot of them, and us older musicians should be doing, which is playing for a cause and not asking people to carry our crap around for $12,000.
Well, the thing is too, Frank, you might be an older musician, but you're not crabby and you don't have a lawn that you can tell kids to get off of. So I think you're doing okay. Buddy, thank you so much. As always, we will talk again soon and keep putting out amazing posts. I love reading your stuff on social media. So much fun.
Well, thanks so much. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Okay, Frank. Break a leg.
Okay.
That is Frank Anderson. Check out wisconsinology.com. Great guy and a great site, especially if you're proud of your state and you want to learn more about it. Frank finds a way to tie everything in the universe to Wisconsin. And he does it brilliantly. So check that out. Conrad, are we forgetting something?
You know, you said you were going to give a second sandwich, right? I thought about giving a second sandwich too, and I have one.
Oh, really?
A Reuben.
A Reuben's great. Oh, a nice pastrami sandwich for me. What kind of similar, but yeah, that's a great one too. And I like, I got a text, my wife, I don't think she got through on the text line, but she said, Mary said, a juice burger in Oshkosh at Leon's. So those of you listening in Oshkosh, I'm sure you know what we're talking about. It's Leon's. They have great custard and phenomenal juice burgers, which is basically a sloppy Joe.
How did I not think of burger as a sandwich until right now?
Well, you know,
now I changed all of my answers to a great Wisconsin burger.
Ah, that's no fun. It started with peanut butter and jelly. We can tie it back to that.
Thanks for listening to Nightlight. We'll be right back with Lisa Hale and Terry Barr.
There ain't a cloud in sight. It's not raining. Everybody's in the lake. And don't you know, it's a beautiful day. Hey! Running down the avenue. See how the sun shines brightly. In the city. Hey!
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we come on?
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and the First Lady are in Rome for tomorrow's funeral of Pope Francis. Vatican expert John Allen.
This is one of the very few times ever that you will see the President of the United States at a public event in which he is not seated in the front row.
At the front of St. Peter's will be heads of state of Argentina and Italy. Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan faces obstruction charges for allegedly helping an undocumented immigrant avoid arrest by ICE agents. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
They're scaring people. They're scaring people in this community. They're scaring people in immigrant communities all across the United States. And when folks don't participate in our judicial system, bad things happen.
Former New York Congressman George Santos is sentenced to over 7 years in prison on federal wire fraud and identity theft charges. The FBI's Christopher Rea.
Santos abused his authority to garner illicit donations and campaign support.